All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Jefferson County for May 9th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold and a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver, if you'll rise with us.
Please bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today, that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve a change in the bid due date for invitation for bids for bridge replacement on 27th Street at LNVA Canal from May 31st, 2011 to May 24th, 2011. They have a motion on that item.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county judge to terminate burn ban orders. Item B is to present a proclamation for Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, which was approved by the Commissioners Court on May 2nd, 2011. Do we have a representative of the elder abuse community here? Okay, wait just 1 minute. Let us go ahead and vote on it. Well, we did vote on it, so we can do it now. Come on up. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Stephanie Williams with Adult Protective Services. I do apologize for our absence on May 2nd. However, we did want to take an opportunity to advise the community that May is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. And during the month, APS statewide are having conference events, workshops to bring awareness to the community that APS does exist. Many people know what CPS is, but not APS. And APS is a division of the Department and Family and Protective Services. And what we do is we investigate allegations of abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation of elderly or disabled adults that are ages 18 or 64 or older. We provide service as medication assistance, rent assistance, with your utilities, with food. Anyone that suspects abuse in the community can report to our hotline number. I do have information that I will pass out before leaving today. And I just want to thank you all for the opportunity to allow us to present today. We do have some APS staff that just arrived, and I want you all to get a face. What name? We have Isaac Fenter, Sarah Koo, Diane Hargrave, Lawana Lottie, Lisa Shallow, Mary Sorez, and the APS supervisor, Wendy Crater. And this is the Beaumont staff for Jefferson County.
Well, since you are a week late, you have the good fortune of already having had your proclamation framed. And so I'll just read this real quickly. It says, whereas people who are elderly or who have disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Jefferson County by helping to preserve customs, convictions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds, and whereas these residents are vital and integral members of our society, and their wisdom and experience have enriched our lives, and whereas abuse of the elderly and people with disabilities in domestic and institutional settings is a widespread problem affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country, and whereas Texas APS workers completed 82,802 investigations, of which 56,053 cases of abuse, neglect, and exploitation were confirmed against our elderly Texans during 2010 statewide, and whereas elder abuse is grossly underreported because of the elderly who are being abused, find it very difficult to tell anyone and are usually ashamed and sometimes afraid. Whereas elder abuse happens at all income levels and all cultural and ethnic groups, whether they're in good health or incapacitated in some way, in poor neighborhoods as well as in suburbia. And whereas many of the cases investigated by Adult Protective Services in Texas involve self-neglect, and it's our duty as citizens to reach out to people in need. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 2011 as Elder Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County, Texas, and we urge all citizens to recognize the presence of elder abuse and work together to help reduce such abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or who have disabilities. Sign this the second day of May 2011 by all the members of the Commissioner's Court. If you'd like to come up here, Stephanie, we'd be happy to present this to you. You betcha. But the county judge's office frequently works with members of the APS staff on emergency guardianships and things of that nature, and y'all do a wonderful job, and I want to congratulate you on the work that you do in protecting our elderly citizens. Thank you very much. Y'all want to get a picture?
Y'all have an official photographer?
I think Kathy will take the picture for you if you'd like to get in there.
Thank you.
Good luck. You're more than welcome. All right. Back to the agenda under item C, consider accepting and receive and file lease renewal between Jefferson County and I-10 RV LLC. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter of no objection to the granting of request by Total Petrochemicals USA for a minor boundary modification of foreign trade zone designation. Item E is to consider and possibly adopt a proclamation and recognition of the unique significance the travel and tourism industry has on the lives of citizens of our city, and proclaims the week of May 7th through May 15th, 2011 as National Tourism Week. And Mr. Dean Conwell is here along with his guests. We'll invite you up here briefly, and Commissioner Alfred will read that proclamation. Item F is to receive and file executed intergovernmental agreement with Orange County for the distribution of 2010 Port Security Grant funds. Jefferson County acts as a fiduciary agent for that grant. Item G, I would like to table until next Monday if there are no objections. Addendum item H is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating May 2011 as 100 Club Awareness Month. And also by addendum, item I is to consider adopting a resolution opposing House Bill 272, which is a windstorm insurance reform bill currently making its way. Okay, we've got a motion by Commissioner Arnold and a second by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items? The item is just to approve a resolution authorizing the county judge to terminate a burn ban. There's nothing on to lift the burn ban that currently exists. I looked at the Keesh Byram Index this morning and the Texas Forest Service reports, and they've still got us as extremely high risk of wildfire. The chiefs of the volunteer fire departments do not wish for the burn ban to be lifted, but there is making its way through the House and the Senate right now, and I expect two-thirds passage this week and signature by the governor that they're probably going to pass a law that allows the commissioner's court to delegate to the county judge the authority to end a burn ban. For instance, if we meet on Monday and on Wednesday we get a lot of rain and we need to end it, then if the Keesh Byram Index goes down or the Texas Forest Service says we're no longer under threat, that we can enter an order unilaterally doing it without having to wait until the next Commissioner's Court meeting. Any other discussion on any of the other items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. So now I would ask that Commissioner Alfred, the members of the tourism industry, come up to the podium. And Mr. Conwell, if you could introduce everybody, that'd be great.
Oh, I don't know if I can. There's a lot of us. But, first off, Kathy Huesner with LaRue from her staff at the Regional Visitor Center. I don't think people realize what an incredible job they've done and the numbers, how they've come up over the years. How many people do you average a day?
Last month, it's almost 800 people. We think it's an average of 5,000. So,
great.
Yeah. And also from our staff, Ross Russell, he's the gentleman. He's our distribution manager. You all have so kindly funded the Regional Visitor's Guide over the year, which promotes all of Jefferson County. We feel it's our most important piece of information to get out to tourists. Ross probably distributes about 80,000 of those a year. Stephanie Molina, she's our communications person. Who else? Elizabeth Eddins, she's our goddess of tourism. And we just really, really want to thank you for the importance of understanding tourism, the support you've given us over the years. I don't want to bore you with all the numbers, but things are really looking up. And also, it's been great working with John Hughes over at Ford Park. I know they had an awesome weekend with the Jason Aldean concert. And later on this week, the Harley Owners Group is going to be coming into town. And there's probably about 3,000 to 4,000 people that are going to be out spending money in our community. And we just really want to thank you so much. And we have small tokens of our appreciation we'd like to bring to you all, if that's okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Come on up. Dean, I can tell by the looks of you that the wind's blowing today.
Hey, and real quick, I want everybody to know that Friday from 2 to 4 to come out to the Visitor Center.
Right.
Several of the cities will have refreshments.
Thank you.
And so we encourage you, if you haven't already been to the Visitor Center, come Friday from 2 to 4.
All right. How you doing?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Larry.
Sure thing. Sure thing. All right.
Y'all want to stand up there? Commissioner Alfred
right.
Read your proclamation.
It's a proclamation, and it says National Tourism Week. Whereas travelers is a significant economic impact in promoting and fostering public image, and whereas the travelers to and within the United States generate $1.8 trillion in economic output in 2010, with $759 billion spent directly to travelers, that spurred an additional $1 trillion in the other industries. And whereas travelers is among the largest private sector employers in the United States, supporting 14.1 million jobs in 2010, including 7.4 million directly in the travelers industry and 6.7 million in other industries. And whereas travelers spending directly generate tax revenues of $117 billion in federal, state, and local governments, which support essential services and programs. And whereas domestic and international travelers in Texas spend $50.9 billion in 2008 and generated $8.3 billion in federal, state, and local governments. That also fund jobs and police officers, firefighters, teachers, road projects, and convention and visitor center, right, Kathy? And whereas international travel in the United States is the nation's largest single export industry, eclipsing business services, machinery, computers and electronic products, motor vehicles, and agriculture. And in 2010, travelers comprised 8% or $134 billion of the total U.S. domestic export. And whereas business travels help companies strengthen business performance, averaging an a return on investment of $12.50 in profit and $3.80 in revenue for every dollar spent on corporate travel. And whereas leisure travelers account for more than three quarters of all trips taken in the United States, benefiting travelers' creativity, cultural awareness, educational happiness, productivity, relationships, and wellness. Now therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of May 7th through May 15th, 2011 as Travelers and Tourism Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and urge all citizens to recognize and observe the impact that travelers has in Jefferson County, Texas. Signed this date by the Honorable Jeff Brannick, County Judge, the Honorable Commissioner Eddie Orner, Precinct 1, the Honorable Commissioner Brent Weaver, Precinct 2, the Honorable Commissioner Michael Senegal, Precinct 3, and yours truly, Commissioner Bo Alpha, Precinct 4. You guys do a tremendous job for our community overall, and we really appreciate you. We appreciate that visitor center that draw a tremendous amount of people to our area, and we'll continue. We really appreciate what you do for us.
Thank you. All right. Next, I believe that Commissioner Arnold has a proclamation designating May 2011 as 100 Club Awareness Month. Do we have a representative of the 100 Club here?
Marie doesn't speak. On behalf of the 100 Club of Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange Counties, I have Marie Richard. Rod Carroll. Rod is our treasurer. I am on the advisory board. Marie's position is the workhorse of the club, the lady that gets everything done. But we have some events going on this month in conjunction with Law Enforcement Month. Can't tell you how important that I think the 100 Club is. Here in Jefferson County, it was founded after the untimely death of Paul Halsey, a Beaumont police officer that was murdered in the line of duty. And since that time, the 100 Club has been there to assist officers that were killed in the line of duty with monetary support, their families and survivors, and that comes at a terribly traumatic time when it's needed most. It's an organization that naturally is dear to the hearts of law enforcement, and I would encourage everybody to join and support the 100 Club. I can't think of anything that's any more important than that. But we've got some things going on this month. We just had an event last Saturday out at the 1 in 100 Gun Club. I know we've got some sign-up opportunities at Cowboy Harley Davidson later this month. There will be a memorial service Wednesday morning at the Beaumont Police Department at 9 o'clock, honoring officers that have been killed and fallen in the line of duty, not only here but throughout the state too. So I would invite everyone that wanted to attend that to please come.
Well, thank you, Ms. Richard,
for all the work you've
done for years.
Sheriff, y'all want to step here while I read the resolution. Some of it is redundant to what you've already told us, but since this is a formal resolution, I'll go ahead and read it to you. As presented for the 100 Club Awareness Month. Whereas the 100 Club established May Awareness Month in Southeast Texas for the purpose of educating the public about its organization's goals and benefits for first responders in Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange counties when tragedy strikes. And whereas through the 100 Club, private citizens and business provide financial and moral support to peace officers and firefighters for providing immediate financial assistance to the survivors of those who lost their lives while performing their duties. And whereas the club incorporated in as the 100 Club of Jefferson County in May of 1988, just 2 months after Beaumont Police Officer Paul Halsley Jr. became the victim of a gunshot wound, leaving behind a wife and two young daughters. In 1996, Hardin County joined the club. 2006, their firefighters, and in 2010, extended benefits to Orange County peace officers and firefighters and transitioned to the name 100 Club of Southeast Texas. And whereas since 1988, the club has contributed 6 death benefits totaling over $300,000 to families of peace officers killed in the line of duty, and has presented 6 memorial bronze plaques which hang in the lobbies of the departments of the officers served. And whereas the tragic events of September the 11th, 2001 made the club keenly aware of the possibility that a tragedy could strike, claiming the lives of several first responders in one day, which deepened its commitment to the future by intensifying its efforts. And whereas we all have a stake in the fight against crime and in the life-saving skills of our emergency responders, and the club members derive satisfaction from letting area first responders know they stand behind them 100% and appreciate all they do, and you can recognize members by decals on their vehicles, and information regarding the club is accessible at 100clubsoutheasttexasSETX.com. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of May 2011 to be 100 Club Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens to educate themselves about the work of the 100 Club and to join in to expand the club's ability to provide benefits for families and fallen officers. Signed this day of 2011 by Your Honorable Judge Griffith, Commissioner Arnold, Commissioner Senegal, Commissioner Weaver, and Commissioner Alfred. Thank you all for all you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Judge Brannick, excuse me. I'm living in the past here. Right. How many times ago was that? Sorry about that, Judge Brannick.
That's all right. All right. We'll move on to items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for Public Health Division 1, additional costs from burials of $30,000 to supervisor of $30,000. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 352776 through 352971. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of June 2011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Yes, sir. You please do.
Go ahead, Jack.
This sale is for a specific piece of property in Groves, and I wanted to highlight Commissioner Weaver's leadership on this. As you're well aware, this was a property that has some potential environmental issues, things like that, and through a very large team effort, primarily led by Commissioner Weaver, we're actually going to be doing some really good work for the county. So I just wanted to thank you. It's been great. Our office has enjoyed working with you and looking forward to getting all that taken care of. We did take this piece of property in the last sale, so it's in our possession. And so now with this effort, we're able to advertise and go ahead and move forward with the process. So thank you for working through some of the more tedious issues on this, and again for your leadership.
Shane, thank you as well for your office. Obviously we had several meetings about this particular property, and judge, court. This is something that is very, very important to me and my precinct, and working with Shane is getting some of these properties back on the tax rolls that have been sitting delinquent, and we're going to aggressively pursue this. And Shane, I appreciate your work on it.
Excuse me, let me ask a question. You said this is just one piece of property?
This is one piece of property.
It was an old gas station there near the old Dryden store, and it had had some tanks which it was determined weren't really problematic, and the city manager had a purchaser lined up, and so the difficulty was just getting through our normal processes, because normally we do not like to take possession of properties that may potentially have any environmental problem, because I think we got bitten here about 15 years ago by one piece of property. So this one where they already had a purchaser, and hopefully right. It'll be back on the tax roll.
TCEQ is heavily involved, and it's those sorts of things we'll always work with to get these things back on the roll.
And the city of Groves has been working with us and working with Shane's office and DeSosa, so it's been great. Thank you.
Okay. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for April 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item? Any discussion? Been moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And then under engineering, item A is to request approval to release retainage to APAC Texas Inc. for general aviation apron repairs to Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $53,908.06. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And lastly, under the Sheriff's Department, item A is to receive and file a grant adjustment notice for infrastructure protection program for the grant buffer zone protection program with a lengthy grant number. I don't see Chief Dubose here. And that was for some additional funds that were left over that they're going to allocate to this program, correct? And was it 53,000? Okay. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any other discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to make a couple of comments on the grants. Everybody knows where I came from and 20 years over there at the Sheriff's Office, but I just want to commend the Sheriff's Office for their diligent effort in researching all these grant projects that come out through the federal and state system. They always have something on the court's agenda to bring to us that's, for lack of better terms, free money with no match or that. And Sheriff, I appreciate your staff's efforts in researching all those grants and bringing that money forward to this county.
You know, Commissioner, I'll echo that, and I'll say this, Sheriff, you might need to double up that staff, because what's facing us right now, it's going to get tough. So every bit of free money, every bit of grant money we can get to benefit us, I think is going to be very much so beneficial to us. So I applaud you for every penny y'all get.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. That concludes our agenda. Are there any comments by any of the members of the Commissioner's Court?
Judge, we probably need to be talking to Allison Bass and getting some work days together, because I can see some concerns that when you look at what they propose. So we probably need to have something starting soon, because that coupled with going into budget and having it at September 1st and budget 2 and not knowing what the outcomes or what's going on with the sausage making in Austin, we might need to get on top of this in a hurry.
Wrote Mr. Bass this morning, and hopefully we'll get something scheduled here relatively quick. right. Thank all of you ladies and gentlemen for attending here today, and congratulations, Ms. Richard, and to the members of the travel industry for all the work you do. Thank you so much, and we are adjourned.